In the mountains outside Santa Cruz, California, three young filmmakers and their friends are creating a unique community. In addition to organic vegetables and goat's milk, they're producing what some have called mind-blowing digital animation. This group of 21st century pioneers has a do-it-yourself approach to just about everything it does. John Kalish reports on the utopian outpost known as Trout Gulch.
A lot of young people go home and live with their parents after college, but few transform the old homestead, quite like Isaiah Saxon. Saxon and two of his filmmaking buddies have started a small organic farm on 10 hilly acres that include his mother's house here in Aptos, California. They've built tiny houses for themselves and some friends, but more than that, they've transformed this land into a rural hackerspace of sorts.
We're building a 21st century hobbit village in which things are integrated into nature, but we're harnessing cutting-edge technology and embracing the best of technology.
Describing this place as a hobbit village isn't that far off the mark. Walk through a stand of redwood trees and up a steep hill, and you'll find a small grass hut with a 4-foot door. It looks like a hobbit might live inside. But it turns out that this is the home of a tall 33-year-old filmmaker named Darren Rabinovich.
This is basically a sleeping chamber that is built to last about 10 years and then decay beautifully back into the land and become mulch.
Outside his grass hut, there's a solar panel Rabinovich installed to power some lights and his laptop. It's a reminder that the bucolic and the space age coexist here at Trout Gulch. These wooded hills may seem like an unlikely setting for a digital animation company, but that's exactly what this back-to-the-land threesome has headquartered here. The company is called Encyclopedia Pictura. Here's a commercial it made for the video game Spore.
How will it be when you can choose what you turn into? Time to grow. What kind of creature are you?
Encyclopedia Pictura also makes music videos. It won major awards for a video it produced for the Icelandic musician Björk. These young digital animators are in such demand now that the budgets they command allow them to hire a small army of computer technicians at a film studio in Berkeley. Still, their office here at Trout Gulch consists of little more than three work tables with laptops on them.
We're constantly being asked to do ads.
Filmmaker Isaiah Saxon.
Everyone from Sprite to Jeep and Honda has asked us to do advertisements. We'll only do advertisements for products that we use. We could certainly be maximizing our potential to make money right now, but that would hinder and slow down the development of this neighborhood that we're building and would take us on a road to possibly a empty existence.
For Saxon and the other homesteaders here, a meaningful existence is one committed to sustainable architecture and agriculture. They use composting toilets and take turns milking the goats. And the big money they earn from commercial animation projects allows them to spend long periods of time building tiny houses in their utopian village here at Trout Gulch. Much of that life is lived in an outdoor kitchen with a homemade igloo-shaped oven situated just a few paces from the garden.
You're smelling an herb chicken. All of the herbs in this chicken dish are herbs that are less than 6 feet away from us, actually.
A commercial freezer discarded by a neighbor was hacked to serve as a very efficient refrigerator, thanks to information from the online community of home beer brewers. Filmmaker Sean Helfrich.
I would say I probably spend at least 50% of my time on the internet reading forums, and not just for fun, like trying to solve problems. So being able to hop on a forum and connect with someone or search the stored history of that forum is really key.
Helfrich learned online about installing small engines on bicycles to make it up the steep hill. A number of prominent figures in the do-it-yourself movement have come here to help build Trout Gulch. And friends of the three filmmakers in the Bay Area, mostly people in their 20s and 30s, volunteer for work crews and feel that they're a part of this place. Isaiah Saxon.
We're providing an opportunity for people to gain land-based experiences and do things on a larger scale than you could ever do inside a city with all of the legal and physical space constraints of a city. I think people are excited at the freedom of this place and the amazing sense of empowerment you get from being able to build everything around you.
The idea of building everything around you is one that the filmmakers at Trout Gulch are also exploring in a new entertainment and education medium called augmented reality. In it, a real-time view of the surrounding environment becomes digitally manipulable and interactive with programmed content. It's like walking through a video game taking place in the real world.
What you have is essentially magic.
But Saxon says augmented reality will be used for a lot more than games.
We see this as sort of the big new creative medium for the 21st century. And what we're trying to position ourselves as is the first creative team that really understands the intrinsic power of augmented reality and creates really memorable experiences and content for that. And we love to think of ourselves as trying to be the Walt Disney of augmented reality.
The filmmakers at Trout Gulch have more creative projects in the pipeline. They're working on a feature film about a bunch of kids who lead a DIY rebuilding effort after their town is devastated by a flood. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.
You can find examples of Encyclopedia Pictura's work, including the music video they made for Bjork, on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.